The Commission for Gender Equality issuing a stern warning against mandatory vaccinations. They were citing a study in a medical journal that found COVID jabs could cause changes in women's menstrual cycles, whilst acknowledging that health experts conceded those effects were not clinically significant. Nonetheless, the Commission for Gender Equality says vaccine mandates must not be imposed at the risk of women's reproductive rights. Professor Helen Rees joins us now. She's a member of the South African Ministerial Advisory Committee on Vaccines, on the Vaccine Committee there, and of course the chairperson of the medical regulator, the Health Products Regulatory Authority. Prof, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Is this warning by the Commission for Gender Equality warranted? Do these jabs put women's reproductive health at risk?
Thank you for having me, Bongani. This is an incredibly important discussion, and the answer is absolutely not. This paper has been looked at. There's been a lot of monitoring of things like the menstrual cycle. We know that in some women there's a slight extension of length, but that's usually just for one cycle and it goes back to normal. But what we also know, and we've monitored this globally very, very carefully, is that there are no impacts from vaccines on fertility. And that women in clinical trials who have been vaccinated have the same levels of normal fertility and get pregnant as easily as unvaccinated women. And that's been shown worldwide. So there is not a concern. The authors of this paper said there is not a concern. And many expert groups in South Africa have looked at this data and much of the other data that's available and said, we're not worried. And these are the expert committees on obstetrics and gynecology, the Medical Research Council, SAPA, as you said, and the Department of Health. We are not concerned. And we are concerned, though, that the a very important commission that we have, you know, great respect for, doing a really important job on gender, should have wandered in to a realm that is not their expertise and come up with a profound conclusion like this.
Have they engaged you at all as the scientists behind that? I mean, if you're telling us this is not clinically significant, have they engaged you before issuing this really alarming warning?
Yes, and no, they haven't. And as I say, there's a whole list of medical societies, expert clinicians, and groups like SAPRA. There's a commission that looks at vaccine safety, a committee that have a mandatory responsibility to look at vaccine safety, and none of us were engaged. But I think one of the things I want to emphasize is when we look at vaccines, we always do, especially for new vaccines and a new disease, we always look really closely at safety worldwide, and we work with all of the other regulatory authorities worldwide and the World Health Organization. So we collect data on something, anything, even the rarest thing, we will collect data and interpret it. But then what we do is we say, what is the benefit of the vaccine versus the risk? And I think what has been forgotten here is that if you look at what happens to young women who become pregnant and they get COVID infection, then there is a significant risk to their health, including maternal death. There's an increased risk of preterm delivery, which potentially could harm a newborn baby. So we are seeing increased morbidity, mortality in pregnant women. So we have to protect. This is a group we really want to protect, quite the opposite. And if we don't have concerns about fertility, but we do have concerns about what COVID does to young women, and particularly pregnant young women, the benefit of vaccination far outweighs any small, tiny risk that has been regarded as not clinically significant.
And then to link all of that to the country's legacy of oppression was really quite extraordinary. Professor Helen Rees, I appreciate your time. Member of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on Vaccines, spelling it out there, the Commission for Gender Equality. If you really are concerned about women's reproductive health, worry about those who are unvaccinated, who might be pregnant and get the virus. Stay in your lane.